Fresno Mayor Lee Brand took office a little less than 30 days ago, and it's been an eventful first month. Last week, he unveiled his plan to tackle one of the city's biggest issues, substandard rental housing, conditions that in many cases are unsafe and unhealthy. The plan, which includes a baseline inspection of the city's existing rental apartments and homes, is one of the biggest changes in years in the way City Hall works. It's been a controversial issue for the past year and the first big test of Brand's new administration and his relationship with the city council. At the same time, Brand has been thrust into the national spotlight over the issue of whether the city should follow the lead of many in California and declare itself a sanctuary city for undocumented immigrants. Last week, Brand came out against the idea, at least in name, saying it could lead to the Trump administration cutting off federal funds to Fresno. But it turns out the issue is a lot more complicated than that. And for the last year, the city has essentially been operating as a sanctuary city in everything but in name. Yesterday, I spoke with Brand at his office in City Hall to learn more about his thinking on both issues. Mayor Brand, welcome.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
The last time the city council took up this issue, it was 2 months ago. You were on the council at that time. Now you're in the mayor's office and the issue is back for a vote. What has changed in your proposal now versus the one that Mayor Swearingen put together?
The one that the mayor put together, in my opinion, no fault to her. It was just done in a short period of time. This is very comprehensive. And the biggest challenge was to find a product that you could engage the advocates who have a point of view on one side and engage the apartment association owner group on the other side and find a solution. So as I said before with the Fresno Bee, it's not perfect for the advocate, it's not perfect for the industry, but it's a workable solution for everybody. And so this has substantially changed from the version that was heard to the council back in December.
One of the biggest issues that's in this plan now that wasn't in before is this baseline inspection. Why that change and what does that mean?
Well, the two most important components I think that a lot of people wanted to see was one, a registry. You have to register your property. Every single property has to register. And number two was a baseline inspection because it could be argued forever whether half the housing stock is substandard, 5%, 10%. When you do the baseline inspection over probably a couple years, we're going to know exactly where that stands. So that was it's also set and designed to filter the properties, to identify the good properties, put them in a self-inspection pool, and identify the universe of substandard properties and focus all of our efforts on these substandard properties where the problems are.
Mayor Brand, this seems like a big change for the way City Hall works. Mm-hmm. Code enforcement is essentially getting a major overhaul, splitting that up into two separate right. channels. How do you begin to implement this? Walk me through how this works.
Well, the methodology is different. The methodology we did was to, we realized this is one of the biggest undertakings ever done by the City of Fresno, to go out and try to inventory 90,000 apartment units. So it was set up with maximum flexibility. There's an ordinance portion that will be codified, and there's administrative regulations, which gives us the opportunity to be flexible. So as we go in this program, it's set to have an annual review every single year, and the purpose is to identify those things that are working, those things that aren't working. Are we doing what we're supposed to? Does it follow the intended purpose? So from that point of view, the methodology is different, and part of the methodology is also to bifurcate code enforcement into two separate divisions, because code enforcement has a wide assortment of duties, from moving RVs and boats to signs on commercial properties, billboards on liquor stores. So this is going to separate rental housing into one division with one singular focus, rental housing. Within the rental housing division, this new division, it's further broken into two sides. One is the proactive side. These are the inspectors that are going to go out and do all these inspections of these properties. And the second half is kind of what Steve and Clint had brought forward, the asset. These are the reactive side. So as this staff, this inspectors goes out, we want to go fast on basically a one-page State of California health and safety check. As they pass, they move on. When they identify properties that are problems or failing, then they're going to engage the reactive side, which will be the inspectors and the city attorney's office. They move on to the next properties, and the reactive side starts to deal with the property that was identified as substandard.
How much does this cost? It sounds like it's a major undertaking from that perspective, and in the new budget that you're, I'm sure, working on already.
Well, the positions that were like the reactive side, the asset program, were actually approved by the council, but never approved the line item positions. That'll be part of this deal. So the other inspector positions will probably come on budget-wise after July 1st. They'll be part of the budget discussions in the FY 2018 budget. This is designed to be revenue neutral. There is no cost to the owners for the registration, but there is a cost or penalty if you don't register within a certain time or you don't register at all. There's a cost to the owners of up to $100 for inspections. So we've designed this to basically be revenue neutral. It's not going to be a burden on the general fund. And over time, we don't want to become rich off of the misery of other people, but the city's already spent a lot of time and probably passed several ordinances over the last year and a half, the vacant blighted building ordinance. They've established receiverships, in some cases doubled and tripled fines. They've accelerated the process on how they're doing it. And part of my deal will also get the city attorney to go through hundreds of codes that relate to rental housing that are embedded across several pages. They're going to reorganize those into one, which will make it easier once we identify these cases for the staff to track these cases and prosecute these cases. We're also being more aggressive. In the past, they would go to maybe a hearing officer. We can elect on certain cases to go straight to Superior Court to get a faster remediation and to send a message out that we're serious about this.
One of the criticisms that I've heard of this plan is you're starting with multifamily units and right. then moving on to single-family homes. Why that approach?
Well, I applied 38 years of in the business. It wasn't just I'm a council member, I'm a mayor who did my homework. I've lived and breathed this for 38 years. When I saw this database of properties, roughly 90,000, about 34,000 single-family, the single-family homes are going to take a long time to identify and clarify that they are rental properties. And the way that's usually done is by a metro scan or some database where it identifies one line as the address of the property and a mailing address as a different address. Those will be sorted out and sent out to owners. But certain owners will say, well, I've got my brother-in-law living there. I've got my son living there. And they can be exempt. They can file affidavits. So that's going to take a while. Also, geographically, we're going to apartments. If I'm going to a 100-unit apartment, it's going to be a sampling, but I'm all in one day, I'm in the same place. When I'm tackling 33,000 houses, I'm driving all over the city. It's going to take a long time. So what I did do to accelerate the program and get the majority of the units under the registration and identified is I wanted to first take those problem properties that we know exist right now, tackle them. And we're using items like census tract and if there's some houses in that census tract, we will take the problem houses. So we're not excluding all the houses. We will definitely take problem houses. But this is designed to be effective, to get it done within probably a two-year period of time, because in my opinion, the way it was designed before in kind of a shotgun approach and with a list that was so long in terms of the items, it would probably take 3 or 4 years. And our goal is to get this done, to identify the substandard housing, and to correct it.
One more question on housing. We all know that there are probably more Somerset villages out there, mm-hmm. maybe even worse. As you go around and do these inspections, it's quite possible you could find some conditions that are very severe and violations of that's not being safe. Does the city have a plan for what to do, how to respond in the event that you have more of these major issues where you need to move people out immediately?
Well, that's why this was designed, again, to be flexible, because by way of example, Sacramento has a very similar program. Sacramento has 10 city attorneys assigned to code enforcement, rental housing. We have probably a bigger population, probably a more problematic population of owners. We have two. So we can see if we start to identify hundreds of violators, we're going to have the resources on to prosecute these cases, whether they be code enforcement people, city attorneys, and potentially third-party attorneys. So again, it was designed to work. And so my goal is that we're gonna take a look at this about every 6 months, and at the end of each year, and make the appropriate adjustments. And if we have an overwhelming number of cases, we're going to have to find the resources to prosecute.
We're talking with Fresno Mayor Lee Brand today on Valley Public Radio. I want to move on to the issue of sanctuary cities. You came out last week and said mm-hmm. Fresno would not become a sanctuary city under your administration. The Fresno PD's existing department policy manual, Policy 428, that's been in place at least since last January, says it's the policy of the department that officers shall not enforce violations of immigration law or status. Are you changing the department policy based on your stance as stated last week, or in your interpretation, is that not equivalent of a sanctuary city?
I've spoke to Jerry Dyer, the chief of police, and the city manager. This policy we have now is no different. It's going to be the same as it was a year ago, the same as it is today, and a year from now it'll be the same. The Fresno Police Department is focused on crime and keeping our streets safe. So they'll arrest people, whether they're legal or illegal, based on committing criminal acts, whether they're terrorists, they're involved in drugs or gang activity. So our official policy is essentially the same as most of the sanctuary cities in California. We simply don't label ourselves a sanctuary city, because by making that label and that proposition, then the city itself is jeopardizing federal funding, which is in the millions of dollars. We're going to identify the money coming in. And I would believe right now most of that money probably goes into southeast and southwest Fresno, where it's needed the most. It could even affect illegal immigrants in terms of the potential loss of revenues.
There's legislation in Sacramento right now that could force the city's hand, all local government's hand, on that matter in essentially making California a de facto mm-hmm. sanctuary state. What kind of a pressure would that put the city under there?
Well, I mean, I'm walking a tightrope. I have a Republican administration in Washington, D.C. I have a Democratic House and Senate and governor in Sacramento. I want to be respectful to both the agencies and governments. And what my goal is to do what's best for the city of Fresno. And so we're going into uncharted territory in terms of the edicts and administrative orders from President Trump. I don't know what's going to come out of Sacramento. Everybody has their attorneys. I know one thing is for certain, you know, if somebody's challenged, the challenge is going to be in court. So I would have the city best positioned to do the right thing, to keep us on a legal course. And again, I never imagined, you know, a year ago when I was talking to you about campaign issues, and I think this may even came up, and I think probably both myself and Henry both said we wouldn't approve sanctuary cities. But, you know, I do have a heart for the people in this community, and I know there's probably thousands of people that work in construction, service industries, agriculture. Nobody's trying to punish or make their lives different. In fact, I want to improve their lives. But, you know, we're a nation of laws. We have to find out and find that, navigate that very tricky course to, you know, to be legal and be compliant with both the state and the federal government. And I don't think anybody knows the answers right now.
And just to clarify on the police department policy, right now, Fresno police are not complying with ICE detainers and orders, communication from ICE in that regard?
To my knowledge, when they arrest people for crimes, what goes on at the county jail has nothing to do with the city of Fresno. That's a decision made by Fresno County Sheriff.
In some ways, is this a moot point in that regard, since the sheriff has ICE agents stationed in the jail? Again, not your responsibility.
That's the responsibility of Sheriff Mims.
Mayor Lee Brand, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.